a big day, something you've been planning for and working towards for, a while. The town hall meeting, or the Commissary Ridge Trail Systems open house, rather, is tonight. Let's start with the details on this open house. Adam, tell us what and why this is taking place.
Yeah, so I know I've talked a little bit about this project before, but this open house is to talk about our Commissary Ridge Trails project. And this is an attempt by us down here at the Forest Service to fix up 180 miles of backcountry trails, 17 trailheads along Commissary Ridge that are in the Wyoming range. And so what we're looking for tonight at this open house is to present to the public, and we really want to hear that feedback from the public on what they like about the current system, what they'd like to see changed. We can fill them in on some more information of exactly what our plans are, maybe dispel some of the misconceptions I know that are out there about this project. And so it'll be really good chance for the public to learn and provide some feedback.
Well, let's talk about some of the plans and some things that you've been in discussion with with the Bridger Teton so far on this. Maybe give us an overall goal on what you would like to see accomplished with this trails project moving forward.
So the overall goal, like I said, is to fix up 180 miles of backcountry trail. And in order to do that, we're relying really closely with on quite a few partners. Wyoming Pathways and Tread Lightly are two of the big ones that we're looking at and working with, because we really want to make this trail system accessible to the public. It's some beautiful country. There's some really cool spots up there that a lot of people just can't get to because of the poor condition of these trails. And so that's really where our focus is just increasing access to public lands and to our national forests.
You mentioned maybe some things, misconceptions or things that aren't quite as accurate. What are some of those? Maybe discuss that a little.
Yeah, I think one of the big misconceptions is the uses that are going on out there on the trail system. And one of the things, we've had this the survey open to the public, and we'll have opportunities again for the public to take that survey this evening. And we've really had our eyes opened on the wide variety of uses that are taking place up there. We initially thought, well, it's really just kind of for hunters, and no one else is using this. But as soon as we opened up the survey, we found that over 10% of the users are actually mountain bike users. And that was really interesting. We found that 30% of the users are just backpackers. And so a lot of that is things we didn't recognize and we didn't understand. And so as we're trying to figure out how do we want to adapt and adjust these trails, what do we want the uses to be on these trails, we're using that data and saying, hey, we have a lot of mountain bike use up there. Maybe we should adapt some of these trails to better suit the mountain biking community where they're not right now. Or, hey, we're getting a lot of equestrian use on this particular trail. How can we adapt this trail to better suit that, or minimize potential conflicts between user groups on these trails? So this data that we're receiving from the survey has been really important to us in addressing some of those misconceptions, but guiding our plans going forward for how we're actually going to restore these trails.
Well, and that just goes to highlight the importance of being involved through this process and attending this public meeting tonight so that you can better reach the goals that will serve the community best. Speaking with Adam Calkins this morning, Kemmer District Ranger with the Bridger Teton National Forest, roughly how many trails are we talking here on the Commissary Ridge? Do you have an estimated guess or do you guys have you mapped out how many miles or how many trails are actually up there?
Yeah, so it's 180 miles of trail system, 17 trailheads, and I want to say it's somewhere in the low 20s. I don't have the exact number on tip of my fingers here. I want to say somewhere in the low 20s on the exact number of trails that exist in the system. And they're beautiful trails, beautiful area, like I said. And so our goal is to make all of these usable from Tri-Basin all the way down to Hams Fork and Fontanelle.
And I'm sure a lot of those trails, you mentioned different uses within the system. I'm sure some trails get more heavy traffic on some variety than others, right?
Yes, that's correct. And again, that's where part of the survey comes into play, is we're asking users to look at the map and to say, what trails are you using? Because that's where we want to focus our restoration rehabilitation efforts, is on the trails that we know folks are using. That if folks aren't using a trail, well, let's not concentrate our efforts there. Let's really focus on the spots and put the money and the time and the investment into locations where that's going to do the most good and the most benefit for the public.
Adam, that was actually my next question for you, was the finances of this. Of course, projects like these, the dollars tend to pile up a little bit, right? So you mentioned you're working with Wyoming Pathways and Tread Lightly to help do this. Where does the funding for these types of projects come from?
So some of the funding would be internal funding, but a lot of it, we're actually looking for grants. And so we've applied for a number of grants with some of our partners. And so hopefully we receive some of that money this year and we can begin cleaning up these trails. We don't have an exact price tag or an exact timeline on how much it's going to cost or how long it's going to take. And how long it's going to take is really dependent on how much it costs and how soon we're able to get the funds to go ahead and start working on it. But it's certainly a 3 to 5 year project at a minimum.
Excellent. Kemmer Ranger District, Bridger Teton National Forest, Adam Calkins on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Well, Adam, give us the details again of the public meeting tonight. When, where?
Yep. So the public meeting tonight is at Fossil Fuel Coffee in downtown Kemmer, right there on the Triangle. And we're going to have free refreshments provided by Fossil Fuel Coffee. And the time is from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's just an open house, a walkthrough. We'll have several tables and displays put up to address and answer people's questions.
Excellent. If someone cannot come tonight, is there still a chance for them to fill out the online survey? And how do they do that?
Yes. So we're going to keep the online survey open for another couple weeks. And they just call the Kemmer Ranger District office. We can email them a link to the survey. Certainly been out and about. It's on the Bridger Teton National Forest Facebook page and website as well. And so there's a lot of options for people to go to find that link.
All right. The Commissary Ridge Trail System Open House, 4 to 7 at Fossil Fuel Coffee Company in Kemmer today. And that's Adam Calkins, Kemmer District Ranger for the Bridger Teton National Forest. Adam, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
I don't think so. I just want to throw a quick, thank you to our partners that are helping us with this project, Wyoming Pathways and Tread Lightly, and then to the public and those that have helped and assisted in cleaning up these projects over the years to help keep some of these trails open has been really important. So thanks to all of those that have been doing that over the last 20 plus years.
Absolutely. Adam Calkins, Bridger Teton National Forest on the Weekday Wake Up with SVI Radio.